To take this station with you wherever you go, download the Radio.com app today and listen to this station and over 300 other stations. With the Radio.com app, you can favorite your top stations for easy access and receive alerts with breaking news, contest opportunities, and more. To favorite a station, just click on the heart icon in the upper left-hand corner of your favorite station's logo. Go to your app store or radio.com/download and start listening today. Radio.com.
You need your daily dose of news as much as you need that first cup of coffee.
Yes.
Just download the Radio.com app. Radio.com is your mobile audio connection to the top news sources, including CNN, CBS News Radio, and Bloomberg. Local, national, and international news. 24 hours a day.
The trade war.
All in one place. And all just a click away. Get the news you want, when you want. Radio.com on your desktop or download the free app now.
Does someone in your family have a drug or alcohol problem? Can you see what it's doing to you? If you're hurting and confused about drug or alcohol abuse and its effects on your family, let Families Anonymous help you. Families Anonymous offers direct help to family and friends of addicts through personal sharing. Meetings are free, not associated with any religion, and totally anonymous. For the meeting nearest you or more information, call 800-736-9805 or go to familiesanonymous.org.
If you're a fan of the NFL, come on over to the Deceptively Fast podcast on radio.com or wherever else you download your podcast. I'm Seth Payne. I'm a retired NFL player. You might know me if you're old and you follow expansion teams. If not, no big deal. We have a good time. And look, I've been hitting the head a bunch of times. But I still know some stuff. Most importantly, I interview people who know stuff. Players, coaches, media, insiders, the whole gamut. Check it out. It's the Deceptively Fast podcast at radio.com.
You're listening to The Score through the power of radio.com sports.
Radio.com sports. Stream The Score in all of your favorite sports stations. And it's so easy to download.
Keep listening for the best experts in sports. Tons of original sports content. Podcast Score and all your favorite sports stations.
Radio.com sports. It's easy and it's free.
This is radio.com sports.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Bernstein and McKnight, 9 a.m. to noon on The Score.
The entire criticism of Matt Nagy's offense all year long has been people kind of know what's coming, whether you're running the ball or not. Your bunch sets here mean this. Your tight end splits mean this. Dan Montgomery's lined up here in the backfield, it means this. Your offense is predictable in almost every sense.
Listen to Bernstein and McKnight, 9 to noon on Sports Radio 670 The Score, a radio.com sports station. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Mike Florio, ProFootballTalk.com, NBC Sports, Twitter.com/ProFootballTalk.
Hey, my day! We get better and better!
We get better and
better!
We get
BB!
NFL Insider, Mike Florio.
Mullion Hall, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. We have Tom Thayer, former Bear great, sitting in this morning. And we are delighted to welcome Mike Florio. He joins us on the Alpamonte Ford Hotline, Alpamonte Ford in Melrose Park. Happy New Year, Mike.
Hey, Happy New Year. How are you?
Yeah, great catching up with you. So listen, so it's firing and hiring season, right? I mean, we got the playoffs set up, and we'll get to that. But it looks like Ron Rivera is getting a 5-year deal in Washington. I'm a little surprised that he's jumping as quickly as he is, because you would think there would be other opportunities. And I don't know how great it is to work for Daniel Snyder, but he runs a first class operation. He'll send the jet for you, so maybe that's a little different than Jerry Richardson.
Well, I mean, a couple of things. First, you know, I don't want to hear the next time a head coach is fired with 4 weeks left that it's disrespectful to the coach, because what Ron Rivera had was an opportunity to take 4 weeks and come up with a plan as to what he wanted to do next. They did him a favor. Once you decide you're done with a guy, the sooner you move on from him, the better off you are and the better off he is. And I think Rivera looked at the rosters out there, looked at the possibilities, and recognized, you know, what's the most important aspect? Tom Thayer can chime in on this. Offensive and defensive line. And of the jobs that are available, the best, well, not the very best, but I don't think that Ron Rivera is getting the Cowboys job. But when you look at combined offensive, defensive line, you look at potential, you look at the talent that they have, maybe they can get Trent Williams to change his mind about the team now that Bruce Allen's gone. That is the best possibility to lay the foundation to have a successful operation. And yeah, you got to balance out the Daniel Snyder factor. But getting rid of Bruce Allen may have been a factor in Ron Rivera feeling more comfortable about the prospect of joining the team. So, you know, here we are. And, yeah, I was a little surprised when I first saw Rivera linked to Washington. But when you consider the players they have, relatively low expectations coming in, and who knows what Dan Snyder is paying him to get him to go there instead of somewhere else. And the end result is you've got Rivera in place, and they're surely hiring somebody else in the front office that will be the person who helps set the table. And it does make sense. It's one of those where when you first look at it, it's like, this is kind of weird. But then you start thinking about it, it's like, yeah, I understand why he did it.
Mike, I don't know if this will, if Rod was even in consideration for the Dallas job, but will this expedite the thinking process of Jerry Jones trying to figure out what's going to happen down in Dallas?
I think Jerry Jones knows what he's doing next. I think part of this is respect for Jason Garrett, his longstanding ties to the organization. They want to give him a full and fair opportunity to make his exit on his terms, at least when dealing with players, assistant coaches, et cetera. And then I think tomorrow they're going to announce what's going on. And there's also a certain element of showmanship that goes into this, and we know that Jerry Jones knows how to generate publicity. I mean, look, we're sitting waiting for the puff of smoke that's going to tell us that Jason Garrett's out. Then we're going to be waiting for the puff of smoke that tells us who they're going to interview. Then the next puff of smoke as to who's going to get the job. I mean, they're going to string this out and make this the top January non-football, at least non-game-related story in the NFL. And look, already, we all believe it's a foregone conclusion, Garrett's out. But it's like watching the final scene of The Bachelor. We're waiting for the news, even though we have a pretty strong feeling we know what the news is going to be. And that's all part of Jerry Jones' skill, inherent skill as a marketer.
Interesting, Mike McCarthy. I thought maybe he would wind up in Carolina, but he's now interviewing with the Giants. There's a lot of names that have been linked with that that opening now that Pat Shurmur's been fired. What, if anything, are you hearing about that?
Well, I got the impression McCarthy is a secondary guy in Carolina. Mm. Their primary targets are Eric Bieniemy, Josh McDaniels, and Matt Rhule. But that McCarthy was available, so they went ahead and talked to him. And the Browns, you know, I'm told that last year the Browns wanted to talk to McCarthy, but he didn't want to interview. He was going to basically take the year and be paid by the Packers for the year and just kind of get his plans in place. The Giants would be an intriguing option. You know, here's the thing, though, for Mike McCarthy, and this is going to be one of those awkward questions you got to find a way to tactfully raise during the interview process, but how are the Packers 13-3 in the first year post-McCarthy? To me, that's a red flag that this team underachieved badly. And I know they went out and they were more aggressive in free agency, and Matt LaFleur is benefiting from a willingness to acquire veteran talent that Ted Thompson never had when he was the GM of the Packers. But still, I would want to reconcile before I would pull the trigger on McCarthy why they underachieved for two straight years and why they're so much better now without a dramatic overhaul of the roster. And also, I'd want to go all the way down the rabbit hole of that Bleacher Report article from earlier this year that was unflattering both for Rodgers and McCarthy. I don't know how much of that is true. I want to know what I'm getting myself into before I hire Mike McCarthy.
You know, Mike, going forward, and everybody's anticipating the press conference between Matt Nagy and Ryan Pace at 9:30 here in Chicago. Do you put much stock into these postseason interviews, or do you kind of just go over them and see if there's any comments or remarks that stand out?
I think you go over them and see what stands out. For example, John Gruden yesterday, when he was asked about Derek Carr as his quarterback for 2020, he said he doesn't want to get into any next year scenarios. Well, if he's your franchise guy and he's going to be there for an extended period of time, you're not saying, I don't want to get into any next year scenarios. You're saying, well, that's a stupid question. Of course he's my guy. So you can pick up those clues. You can pick up those things to give you an idea. And surely he'll be asked about Mitchell Trubisky, and what he says about Trubisky is going to be regarded as being very significant as to whether or not they're definitely keeping him, what kind of veteran presence they may bring in. I mean, look around the NFL. There are going to be a ton of quarterbacks available this year, either through free agency or because they're cut or because they're available to be traded. And, you know, the Bears fans have been on kind of this pendulum the past couple of months where, get rid of Trubisky, or hey, maybe we keep Trubisky, get rid of Trubisky. And I think Bears fans are hoping for some indication that maybe they're just going to bring in somebody who would be an alternative to Trubisky if September and October unfold in a bad way. So, yeah, I think that there's only so much of the truth they can conceal from these end-of-season press conferences. And with the right questions are asked, we're going to get some guidance as to what the Bears are thinking about their offseason.
Do you feel Bruce Arians is moving on from Jameis Winston? Because you kind of give me a reflection of the answer that John Gruden gave about Carr. It seems like that's the same type of answer that Bruce Arians gave about Winston.
You know, it was one of those comments that read differently than it sounded. When I saw the quote yesterday that we can win with another quarterback, we can win with this quarterback, we can win with another quarterback, I thought, oh boy, this is an indictment of Winston, and it's also some gamesmanship because they have to sign into a contract, so they need to act like they're coy about it so they can get him at the right price. But when I heard the comments today, we played them on my show PFT Live, he added at the tail end, because our defense is going to be better, but he still said we can win with another quarterback. And look, they have to decide that they want him. And I think they want to be able to make that decision without worrying about another team getting interested in him. And guys, here's the thing. He threw for 5,109 yards this year. That is number 8 all-time. And when you look through the list of the all-time great seasons, let's say everything 4,500 yards and above, in the year that the guy did it, he was a no-brainer franchise quarterback. This would be the first guy the team is ambivalent about and decides to move on from that has that kind of season. I know the 30 interceptions had something to do with it, but it's hard enough to find the ability, and you'd like to think that through maturity and reps and study and commitment and listening and learning that you're going to iron out some of those mistakes. And I just think that unless you are confident who your plan B is, that you're going to have somebody who's as good as Jameis Winston without the flaws, I think you got to find a way to try to make it work. And, you know, we talked about Trubisky earlier. I don't know. I don't know what the pulse is among Bears fans, but I look at Trubisky, I look at a guy for 5,100 yards. It's like, well, I'm kind of intrigued by the guy for 5,100 yards.
Let's talk about the playoffs, Mike. Obviously, the wild card in the AFC is Saturday, Bills, Texans. But the big one, maybe, the shocker, Patriots losing to Miami, and now they're at home against the Titans. And the night game, are the Patriots, is this a bridge too far? Is this team worn out? Was it as big a shock as it was to me to see them lose to Miami?
I think losing to Miami and missing the bye is as surprising as losing a playoff game would be, mm-hmm. but there's no finality to it. And, you know, I haven't seen all of the Terminator movies, but when I think of the Patriots, I think of like the first two Terminator movies where that damn thing won't die. Right? No matter what you do, it's not dead. You have to liquefy it. You have to put the molten steel in 50 different vials and ship them to different parts of the globe. And even then, there's a chance it's not dead. That's my concern with the Patriots. And the closer they are to being done, Tom Brady's got, I think it's over 2 seasons of single elimination football in his life. Wow. He relishes these moments. And even though it looks like the Titans, Mike Vrabel knows Bill Belichick. Vrabel has 17 postseason games as a guy who played for Belichick. That this is the game that you look at and say, oh, they're in trouble. And that's exactly what they want us to think. And we all want to see a changing the guard. We're all getting sick and tired of the Patriots winning the Super Bowl every year. But I've learned the hard way. You don't write this team off until they're done. And even when the score is set and the game's over, I'm still going to think there's a way that they're going to find a way to turn around and win the damn game. I'm just, you know, it's 20 years of being conditioned to that.
And the other two of the NFC games on Sunday, Vikings, Saints, and of course the Seahawks, what a disappointment in the end of that game for them against the Eagles.
I can't remember the end of a regular season game, especially the last game of the regular season, that had so much effect on so many different teams. You know, the Saints lose their bye. The Packers lose the one seed. The Eagles get the Seahawks instead of the 49ers. They're probably the only ones happy about that. But the Seahawks are going to have a lot to prove. It's not going to be easy to go on the road and play an Eagles team that has been overlooked. They've won 4 in a row. They've been getting it done with Carson Wentz. It's going to be a tough, tough task for the Seahawks to win that game. And, you know, the Saints are the one team that really shouldn't be playing this weekend. After those last two very, very disappointing exits to the postseason, Sean Payton, to his credit, has done some of his best coaching, 5 wins without Drew Brees. And it just feels like they're determined to get the most out of this team. And it feels like we're going to get a rematch of the Seahawks and the 49ers, and then we're going to get a rematch of the 49ers and the Saints. And if we get that, it's hard to complain about this playoff field.
You know, the Dolphins, they go and they beat the New England Patriots, and then the head coach of the Dolphins, he gets rid of a couple coaches that are former New England coaches. But then you think of Vrabel coming in and playing the New England Patriots. Is Mike Vrabel the biggest threat to Bill Belichick in terms of coaching strategies, of knowing how to face Tom Brady, than any other coaches in the AFC?
Oh, absolutely, because not only did he play for Belichick, he was a teammate of Tom Brady. And he's going to know, you know, Brady's trying to downplay that elbow, right? And if you see the video, you see Brady throw a pass on the sideline. He starts shaking his arm like Rodney Dangerfield in Caddyshack. I mean, there's something wrong with that arm, unlike Rodney Dangerfield in Caddyshack. But you know, and Brable's going to know what's BS and what's not BS. He knows the tricks. He knows the game. Remember last regular season, the Patriots lost in Nashville to the Titans. So we've seen Matt Patricia go from New England to Detroit and beat the Titans. Vrabel's beaten the Patriots. Flores has beaten the Patriots. You know, these guys who have been there for a long period of time, they know what the recipe is. But that's what makes me even more leery about the Patriots. That this is the one wild card game that you would look at and say, oh, they're in trouble. And then again, I'm not going to believe it until I see it.
Michael, thank you so much. Really appreciate it.
All right, guys. Hey, Happy New Year. Great talking to you.
All right, buddy. God bless. That is Mike Florio. Always a joy to talk to Mike. We're going to bring in Dan and Connor next. Don't forget, the news conference at 9:30 will be right here on The Score. It's Mully and Haw. We have the great Tom Thayer on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Thursday, The Score turns 28.
Al, who's calling us from Bridgeview. Big Al.
I want to let McCaskey know I'm burning all my Bears paraphernalia.
Oh, Al.
And I am no longer a Bears fan.
Oh, come on, Al.
I'd like to say this statement to Mike Caskey and the Chicago Bears.
Thanks for 28 great years. We couldn't have done it without you, Chicago sports fans. This is Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score, a radio.com sports station.
This segment is sponsored by Nature Valley Oats and Honey Crunch Bars.
The office is a ghost town. It's vacation week, and no matter where you're off to, you're never out of range of your favorite radio station with the free radio.com app. Take your favorite station with you wherever you go. You can even binge on incredible podcasts like the true crime podcast Up and Vanished or Long May They Run with the band Fish. Open the free radio.com app today and fill your holiday with the best music and podcasts. Happy New Year from radio.com.
The Score, Behind the Headlines, a new podcast series from The Score's Julie DeCaro and executive producer Tony Gill. Season 1 reexamines the murder of James Jordan after 20 years of shocking revelations.
You have to understand about where it happened.
The Robeson County Sheriff's Office gets caught up in the federal corruption probe. 22 officers were charged with perjury all the way up to drug trafficking.
The Score, Behind the Headlines, the murder of James Jordan. Download the latest episode now on 670thescore.com or radio.com. Sports.
Hey, I'm Cody Decker.
And I'm Jen Sturger, and together we're hosts of Swings and Misses, a radio.com sports original. We're live from Los Angeles every day starting at 1 p.m. Eastern with the biggest stories in sports, pop culture, and everything in between.
To watch and listen to us live, head to radio.com/swings. Download the radio.com app and search Swings, or simply ask Alexa to play us. Hey Alexa, play Swings and Misses.
Or listen to us on demand anytime on the radio.com app and wherever you find your favorite podcast.
Hey, Scoreheads, big news. Now you can pause and rewind live Score Radio on the radio.com app.
Just download the latest radio.com app update and enjoy pausing and rewinding the Score live.
You can catch all the stupid stuff we say. And for the first time ever in local broadcast radio, enjoy your favorite Score shows on demand and on the go.
It's fast and easy DVR-style controls for live radio. Update your radio.com app now to get in on this hot new technology.
Download the radio.com app update now to pause and rewind live Score Radio.
Thanks for streaming The Score, Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Bernstein and McKnight, 9 a.m. to noon on The Score.
The Bears, you know what they are? Right now, they're a blob team.
Oh, they're absolutely. Are
they're,
you kidding?
They're an absolute NFL blob.
They are firmly ensconced, warmly caressed by the blob. They are right there in that blob. I trust that defense to play about as well as it has for the bulk of this season. I don't trust it to get blown.